Last week on Lore Seekers.
Zoss is thrilled to announce the Elder Scrolls Online is live on Google Stadia.
If you don't know what Stadia, Google Stadia is, it is a web-based cloud service for games. Hi, friends. Your tip of the week. Do not go through Veteran Dragonstar Arena. Actually get the Master's Bow to drop and then decon it on exit. Don't.
From the old school days, back when it was good, yeah, I was a fan.
Like Bam Bam Bigelow days?
Oh, heck yeah, dude. Bam Bam.
Like, oh, Hacksaw Jim Duggan days?
Oh.
Oh! Yeah, I guess I was too.
From the depths of the darkest caverns to the peaks of the highest mountaintops, join two friends as they explore Tamriel and share their tales one pint at a time. This is the Lore Seekers Podcast.
Hi.
Do you think they have pillows in this tavern?
I don't know. Why do you need one?
Go sleepy, sleepy
time.
You
want to go sleepy?
I gotta go sleepy, sleepy time. I'm tired.
What's wrong? Did you stay up too late?
Do I have to share the story with everybody?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Yeah, bro, it's mid-year mayhem.
Yeah, dude.
There is no sleep.
Get it.
How's that, Blake?
Well, it's for a good reason.
I was up late.
It's for a good cause.
It's for a great cause. So, yeah, I was up late, and then a measly, like, 3.5 hours later, I think I possibly could have been sucking my thumb at the time.
Yeah.
I was in some far-off land, and I hear, meow! Meow!
Yeah.
Repeatedly, until I went to the bedroom door, and my cat was, like, staring at one of... My cats was staring up at me like, I'm hungry. Get your out here. It's time for you to feed me. And I'm looking at the cat going, you are about to be tacos.
That's
I didn't though. I love
hilarious.
My cat. Yeah. So anyway, I'm a little tired.
Yeah. Well, what do you guys have? A little coffee? Huh? You got a little coffee with a pinch of your drink?
This is coffee. I am not drinking whiskey. I am not. So, yeah, when she gets here, it's going to be coffee.
Oh, well, fantastic. Oh, here she is right now.
Welcome back, fellas. What can I get you today?
Mead. That's my order.
Be nice for
that's
you.
What a mead.
I'm
simple.
Last time we were here, I ordered an Imperial Coffee Stout. Let's switch it up. This time I'm going to order a stout coffee.
Oh, well.
Coming right up.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, I feel like, so last week we did Sweet Rolls and Coffee, and you know, it's like, I don't even regard that as the same show, you know, it's like its own thing within our show, within the Lore Seeker brand, you know, and so I feel like we've been away for a while. I don't know how else to describe it, that's just how I feel. I feel like we've been away.
Yes.
But we haven't, it's just.
We have been. Sweet Rolls and Coffee is more of like a.
Therapeutic session for us.
Yeah, like a mental puking for Jibs and I. Basically, it's like download.
Oh, yeah.
Of everything that's going on in our minds that we want to talk about, so.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. So, yeah, we've been away for a while. So, what have you been up to?
It's only been a week, weirdo.
I know, but, you know, it feels like forever.
Feels like forever.
Oh, God, here we go.
Yeah.
Serenades
off
key.
I'll be here all night.
Ugh.
Try the veal. It's delicious.
That was weird. So anyway, this week, in my world, it's pretty much been PV penises, my friend. Nothing but I'm wearing my PV penis shirt today because it's fun to say.
Wish you would have stopped it before you said shirt.
You...
It would have been funny. Don't out me as you. You're the one who came up with the saying that people have bought shirts. And imagine people who buy those, who support the show. They buy the shirt. They're walking around town, and there's some. I can hear it now. some wonderful, wholesome gentleman walks by, and in his mind he goes, what is that? PV penis. It's fun to say. PV penis. Oh.
Yeah, and that same distinguished gentleman's wife looks at it and goes, my God! Oh. That is offensive!
Wash your mouth.
I know, thank you. That's why I bought the shirt. It's exactly my point.
Oh. So it's been a fun week. We've been busy. I know we're going to be talking about Men Your Mayhem coming up.
We are.
And all the fun things, but I've had a good week. It's been a fun week. It's been busy. It's stupid busy. Yeah, I'm going to hold off on my Men Your Mayhem talking points in a little bit, but yeah, it's been good. It's been good.
But you're full back to work, right?
I mean, oh man, it's full back to work
as much as possible.
Family's at home until they all go back to school in August. So it's 24/7 entertainment day. It's like training day. You ever seen the movie Training Day?
Oh, yes.
It's like every day's training day.
Absolutely, yes. Great movie.
Without all the drugs.
Yeah, a lot less drugs. Oh, that's such, that is King Kong ain't got nothing on me. That's one of the greatest lines in movie history.
Denzel Washington is one of the greatest actors in movie history. Period.
I freaking love everything he's in. Even like the Runaway Train movie that he was in. I don't even know what that was called. It was a great freaking movie because of him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Have you seen him in The Equalizer? Have you seen those new films?
Yes.
New films? Dude.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. I love revenge movies.
I know. So good.
Rawr.
Like John Wick. Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh,
that gets me all hot and bothered. Yeah. It's so good.
Ugh.
What?
Bro.
Okay, too much?
It's a family show.
Dial it back. All right. So anyway, well, everybody, before we get started, I just want to say this real quick. Friends, two things. One, this show, there's been a whole lot going around the world. It's no secret. Everyone's been stressed, but I want you just to relax, sit back, enjoy the show. We're just talking Elder Scrolls Online. So just relax. Take the load off a little bit. Take a mental break. Get some good laughs in, all right? Second of all, we want to dedicate this show to somebody who is a guild officer for the PCNA, and he's been on staff with us for quite some time. Chivas is getting married this Saturday, so if you're listening today on release day on Friday, tomorrow. So Chivas, I don't know if you're here, but or on the stream, the live stream, but you know, or if you're listening, but congratulations, man.
Yeah, buddy. Like, seriously, that it, we know that you've been busy with wedding stuff, and we're just really, really happy for you that you're taking that next step in your life, and we're super stoked. Here's my one piece of advice. I've been married 20 years. This year is my 20th year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my advice. Don't ever go to bed mad.
That's a good tip. That's real truth right there.
Yeah, it is truth. And the reason why is because she'll effing murder you while you sleep.
It's true.
Yeah.
That legitimately has happened. Men have lost their lower bits. I mean, you open yourself. You roll a 2 if you go to sleep angry.
Yeah. Right?
Roll a 20. Iron it out.
Roll a 20 every night. Because if you go to bed and you have been in an argument, you will go to sleep. Because
she will Carol Baskins you, all right?
That's what men do. We go to sleep. All we require is food, oxygen, and a roof over our heads, right?
We're simple folk.
But she will be up and she will plot. And she'll be looking at you. And if you wake up, it's okay, honey. Just go back to sleep.
just go home.
And then you wake up dead. So that's how
you
that
wake
works.
Up dead.
And she'll probably be right anyway. So. Seriously, because...
Oh,
the women are
man.
The best. They are the best.
Absolutely.
They're the best gender. And she is going to be right.
Truth. Truth be told, there wouldn't be lore seekers without our wives' support. That's 100%
20 years
fact.
Of marriage. I finally figured that out.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah. Well, friends, let's get started. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you so much for tuning in. This is the Lore Seekers Podcast, where we talk about Elder Scrolls Online. We are your hosts. This is Volume 7, Number 4, Quattro. I'm Jibs. I'm joined by Cash.
I need a nap.
Who needs coffee?
Can we talk about it?
Who needs
Can
coffee?
Can we talk about it?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Oh. No, we haven't talked about Midyear Mayhem yet. We're going.
No, we haven't. We haven't. We haven't. It's true.
Yeah.
One other thing. I want to drop this right now for the stream and for everybody who is listening. Available right now. Literally right before the show. We're streaming live on Twitch at twitch.tv/LoreSeekersPodcast. But available right now to everybody everywhere. It's our, quote, screw COVID face mask line. You can get your own Lore Seekers Podcast face mask over at the shop. So if you visit loreseekerspodcast.com, click on the store button, and you will find a mask for $7.50. We're making zero on these. We put the profit to zero. We want you to get the face mask, get everything you need as quickly as you can, for as cheap as you can, and look good while you wear it. Yeah, enjoy, my friends. There'll be more coming out.
Did you talk about the price?
$7.50.
And?
What?
That was like the best part.
Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm glad you said that. Man.
I know you are.
Yeah,
that's
why
I'm here.
So anyway, it's $7.50 per mask, but also for every single one that you buy, Teespring, who is our third-party provider for our clothing line, will be donating $1 to a charity that helps feed children. Okay? So there you go.
Yes. And the best part is we're not making a cent off of this.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Nothing.
We didn't mark up the price at all.
Nope. I think I had to do one penny, if that, just so I could post it.
Well, there you go. So we're going to make 5 cents.
I don't even think I don't even.
We're going to make a total of 5 cents.
I don't even know why. I don't really remember. I don't think I did. Anyway, so yeah, there's that. So anyway, it's now available to you. Go get them. Enjoy. There'll be more coming. Probably some funnier things as well. So there.
Real quick.
Is the
Once you get it, wear it.
That's true.
Damn it.
Wear
your damn ass. People are getting sick. Wear
them. Oh, gosh. So there you go. Yeah, look good. Rep the show. Have some fun. All right. Are you ready to get started?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. I've been looking forward to this.
All right, cool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you missed last week's episode, or 2 weeks ago, because, you know, we count Sweet Rolls its own thing, its own little mini-series. Last time we were here on the show, we answered your fan mail, talked Graymore Housing Contest, Nightfall Crown Crates, ESO on Google Stadia, as you heard in the pre-show. Or at the top, and lore lesson on wood orcs, but this time, live on the show, we're talking July's Crown Store Showcase. We're answering your fan mail. We're talking Arc Time and Midyear Mayhem sales on ESO, and a very special lore lesson. I'll be completely honest with you. I think I've heard these names all of twice in my life. Cash, what's the lore lesson on?
Tonight, this was actually requested on Twitter. Tonight, we're going to do a lore lesson on the Sylvanar and the Green Lady.
And boom.
It's so very Bosmer.
I've heard Sylvanar, and I feel like I've heard Green Lady once, maybe in passing. Probably when you call me at your 3:30 a.m. lore rants.
Well, I'm going to refresh your memory tonight.
Okay, fantastic. Hey, tell them what's going on this week in the Lore Seeker community for all our guild members who are out and about wanting to know what's up.
So, busy time in the Lore Seekers community right now. What we got going on, one of the really cool things that we have going on in PCEU, we're seeing a lot of trials going on, which is pretty cool. Like, I'll pop in. I think I talked about it before. I'll pop in early in the day and see a channel full. And I know that they're doing their thing in trials, which is really cool. Another thing PCEU has going on, Artemetheus let us know that they are doing another Lore Tavern in-game event this Sunday at 6 p.m. GMT. They are talking vampires. It's very scary.
I love vampires.
Yeah, so wear your turtlenecks. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff going on at PCNA. Our RP lead, Livia, the very lovely Livia, told us, or is bringing to our attention, the Telvanni Tea House event, which happens every Sunday night at 9 p.m. at St. Dalen's Canton in Vivek City. And that event is an RP event that is run by our friend, Tooth Khajiit. And then also, our RP lead, Livia, has created a Discord RP character directory in our Discord, it is a place for you to share your RP characters or our RPers. So that's pretty cool. I think we secured our guild trader again for the Lore Seekers Reliquary. We are in the Venomous Fens and Shadow Fen this week.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, all the news is Mid-Year Mayhem.
Yeah, boy!
Oh. We'll cover that in a minute.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
Oh, here he is.
I've been looking for you. Got something I'm supposed to deliver. Your hands only.
Thank you.
Did he say wash your hands?
I don't know, but he was staring at my toes, and I don't know why.
That's because you're wearing your dirty Crocs with the feet cut out.
They're comfortable, and it helps with feet stench.
Looking forward to this one. What does it help with?
It helps with feet stench. Airs out your toes.
Helps with
the
stench.
Yeah. It's a thing. It's an American thing.
I'm going to let it go.
Helps with the smell.
We're literally losing viewers right
We're
now.
We're literally, every time I speak,
and
a viewer loses its wings. All right. So, anyway, it's that time where we answer your fan mail live on the show. And don't forget, you can always call us, 765-382-6961. My grandmother will pick up the phone. Just kidding. It's our voicemail. Or voicemail, and you can leave us your mail anytime, 24/7. You just about shut that all over the table.
I almost shot water right out of my nose. My grandmother will answer the phone.
Oh, man.
God, you're weird.
Or you can always email us, loresecretspodcast@gmail.com. Now, we've got one email that's made up of four questions. And I thought, you know what? Let's just take this one email. We'll turn it into four. All right.
Yeah.
So
Ross deserves this. She's been listening a long time.
Yeah, for sure. So Roz here has sent us an email. So we're going to go through this. And we'll spend some time on each question. She says, hi, guys. I'm a longtime listener, but not a guild member because I'm out of guild spots.
Aww.
That got me thinking of some more modest and one major idea that I'd love to hear your opinions about. So here we go. Question number one. More storage, like bank spaces or housing chests. We need
yes.
an upgrade just to hold the changing gear for builds. It's been years since we've had any upgrades that aren't pets. Meanwhile, they have added so much cool stuff. We need something more like more than just five slots. Personally, I'd love to have 1K bank space in my infinite craft bag.
Yes, next question. 1,000%
daily double.
Yes. Especially during Mid-Year Mayhem. Because, hi, bank's full. I got a ton of more email in the queue. And my bag space is pretty much full. And my bank's pretty much full.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's going to be like a full freaking day project.
It's a legit problem. That she honestly, or he or she, I'm sorry, they honestly bring up a very good point. Where is it? It's been years since we've had any upgrades that aren't pets. Meanwhile, they've added so much cool stuff. And really, prior to that, we need an upgrade just to hold the changing gear for builds. There's a lot of gear sets in this game.
Yeah.
A lot. And, you know, I would honestly say that would be a good move, mainly for like adjusting. I'm trying to figure out how I can word this correctly. Basically, adjusting for the needs of the game now at this point. This game's 5 years
right.
in.
Quality know? Of life.
Exactly. This would be a good quality yeah. of life change. You know, it's 500 right now. I don't know what this would do server-wide. I don't know if this would change anything up for them. I don't know. But if it wouldn't, I would absolutely love for bank space to be able to be purchasable up to 1,000 spaces. Let's just shoot for the moon. Let's just shoot for the moon.
That would be sexy and expensive.
And expensive.
But worth it. Well, it's kind of like the quality of life upgrade we all got when we were able to buy a merchant and a banker.
Yeah.
Like, that really changed the game, but...
Yeah.
Here, and when I started playing this game, before there was more storage space, because they have added storage space. So I'm going to play devil's advocate just a little bit.
Please do.
Before that time, this game, and especially before the dang craft bag, that bottomless craft bag saved the game.
Agreed.
I think, because it was absolutely inventory scrolls online. 1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
Craft bag really does help. And I'm not kidding you. I get giddy when I'm opening up plenial box after plenial box and I see that it's all crafting stuff and things that can stack. I get excited about things like this.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't take up all your space. That being said, which is probably our favorite thing to say on this show, if they give us 1,000 spots, they give us 500 more, they give us 1,000 more,
uh-huh,
guess what's going to happen?
We're going to run out of space.
Boom. You're going to fill up those 1,000 spots with 1,000 more items, and you're going to be asking for more a year from now.
That's true.
Yeah, like, my point is, at some point, it's, you got to treat it like a garage sale, friends. And I am just as guilty as this as anybody else. If I get a gear set and I get them all in Divines, I'll keep them. All the other crap, get rid of it. If you're not using it, get rid of it. It's the same thing in real life. If I don't use an item and it's sitting in my garage and I'm staring at it going, am I ever going to use that? And the answer is no. Garage sale or thrift store donation. It's out. I can't do it. I can't hoard.
Right.
And right now is probably the worst time for me in ESO because I am so full of housing items and gear and all the stuff that I'm probably never going to use. But
no, that's a good point. And I want to further play devil's advocate on everything I just responded with. I question if we were to do something that high, how that would affect the supply and demand of the markets. What that would do to the economy. Because people are holding on to more sets. They need less. They have less reason to go spend their gold out on a guild trader or, you know, I'm focused on guild traders right now. Not thinking actually going and running the dungeons or what, you know, crafted gear, whatever, you know.
Right.
But my concern would also be if it would affect the economy. And if so, how much? So I would like to say this. I want to decrease this from 1K to about 750. And that's about where I'm centered right there. Maybe
so
700.
250 more slots for,
yeah,
that you're not going to use and that you should be deconning and getting rid of.
I don't like when you talk to me like this.
Well,
I don't like
don't say stupid stuff and I won't. No, I literally am playing devil's advocate, but I just think adding more slots for bank space and inventory and all that stuff, it is nothing but a short-term fix for a bunch of players that should be doing more inventory management. And we'll probably get flamed on that too, because there are people out there that do things way more than I do in the game. They get more out of the game than I do because they're using all the systems. If you use every single, like, I'm not a huge housing guy, but housing folks, heck yeah, they want more space for that kind of stuff because they're making house after house after house.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't even bring in, like, you know, housing limits and stuff on decorations. That's like a totally different Oprah show right there. So we won't even cover that. But
mm-hmm.
I just think the more they increase that, you're just going to fill it up with more stuff. And then in a year from now, you're going to be asking for more inventory. Not that I wouldn't want it.
No.
Just my point
of view. I bet you we would legitimately fill that space up in 2 weeks.
Right.
Maybe three.
Well, like, here's the thing, dude. The other day, I'm going through some of my stuff. I was trying to get ready for Midyear Mayhem because I know how much of an inventory hog the event is. So I started going through my stuff, and I'm finding, like, sets of, like, Julianos and, like, fully golded out sets of Julianos and Hunting's Rage and all this stuff. And I'm like,
yeah,
okay, those are, and I'm not trying to sound elitist, my friends, at all, because they're great sets. They work great. But even if I level a new character, as soon as they hit level cap, I'm going to put them into their endgame sets because I've accumulated those sets. I don't need Hunting's anymore. I don't need Julianos anymore. So those are the kinds of things that I'm saving and hoarding. You know, that and all the toilet paper. I refuse to get
rid of the toilets in Tamriel? Wait, never mind. Merkmeyer. Answered. All right. Daily Double.
Well, we know where they are and elsewhere.
Yeah.
It's under your feet. A kitty's just taking a dump and covering up.
I'm use the dirt for my litter box.
Yep.
Chat says they want a cash NPC as their banker. I would highly not encourage that. He will shortchange
you
every time.
Would you want me following you around in a dungeon? The answer to that question is no.
With random punchlines every once in a while?
Could you imagine Jibs? Do you imagine Jibs? It's this little character with eyeglasses Crocs? On and cargo shorts and Crocs just following you around.
What's up?
Making all this noise when you're trying to sneak around and steal people's wallets.
Oh, it's so good.
And all you hear is squish, 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 squish. Oh, boy.
If you were an NPC, legit Cash, the Lore Seeker NPC, what would your dialogue be? One sentence only. Go.
Sometimes best just letting finish. On repeat.
On repeat.
Actually, wait. I got a better one. Shh, listen. That one, no, that's not it.
Is that a fart?
I
do you have a fart on your
suck
soundboard?
At this. No, hang on. Listen, it's this
oh,
one.
All right.
On repeat. That's encouragement, right?
That's
encouragement.
Fantastic. That's fantastic. All right. Yeah. So, good question. Number two. One or two more guild slots. I'm going to take the lead. I don't see why not. I mean, unless it's a technological thing, unless there's a problem, which could be more server load. I honestly don't know. I'm completely ignorant when it comes to how those things work. Why not? Do it. You have nothing to lose, really, do you? Let's take performance out of it. What do we have to lose?
To join another guild?
Yeah, to have one or two more guild spots. I don't think there's really any drawback to you.
No.
Hmm.
I don't think I could. I don't even want to say that. I could see them making it like a token, a purchasable token.
Oh, don't do that.
I know. I'm just saying.
Don't be that. Don't
like
don't
an upgrade.
No,
I don't know.
No.
Maybe I'll just shut up.
Yeah. Next question.
That's where the hate mail comes from. They're like, just shut up. It could be free, but now it costs me 2,000 crowns.
The ability to use... This one's unique. The ability to use the rare fish as housing decorations.
Yes.
I didn't get my Master Angler achievement. Dang it, Bobby. Let me finish the question before you respond.
Sorry.
Angler achievement. Okay, Dan.
Quit yelling at me. I'm opinionated. You don't know that after 3 years of doing this? What are you, new?
It's my first time. I'm Jibs. Welcome to the show. I didn't get my Master Angler achievement not to mount a few of them or let us fillet them, but raise the chance of perfect row on a gradient scale matching the gear.
These are great ideas.
I like all of that.
These are great ideas. And you know the best part about Zoss? They listen.
They do.
They listen.
They do.
I truly think that like ideas like this are heard and considered. And not just like thrown away. And sometimes there's reasons, you know, for them to do it or reasons for them not to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I like this kind of stuff. And this shows me, emails like this show me how much people love the game and want to see quality of life improvements and stuff like that. I like this a lot.
Oh, yeah. You know, I feel like there was a year and a half. Maybe it was it. Yeah, I feel like it was about a year and a half ago. We talked on the show. I don't know why I'm remembering this. Maybe it was quality of life. We talked about there being instead of some kind of like story update or dungeon update. This was back, I think, before the chapters or before the year-long stories. You know, we were talking, wouldn't it be nice just to have an update that's pure quality of life items?
And they do that. They do that every year.
How so?
Always do quality of life improvements every year.
Yeah, there are things added every year. I just mean like one major pass. I mean like one thing dedicated just to quality of life, like in a bigger scale. Does that make sense? Like I'm not saying they don't do it. I just mean shifting all the focus there. Be interested to see what that would look like.
No, I think it would be awesome. I think most of the time the quality of life improvements are fixing mechanical issues in the game.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe I should have prefaced it with that.
Yeah.
That's normally what they do. And I right. Third quarter, I don't really remember. Not that smart. So there's that. But anyway, yeah, there is a quality of life improvement patch each year.
Right.
But it would be cool to do what you're saying. I say what you're saying.
Yeah, they're still doing the updates and upgrades for the server, you know, the whole timeline that they've got that they've been working on. So that's good too. Finally, class change token. Ooh, this is the big one. I have been playing since right after the beta run and would love to change some of my older alts to the newer classes. I've put a lot of work and hours into play them, especially the crafter, and I'm not keen on deleting them just to start all over. I'd love to take my second-rate Breton Mag DK and make her a warden or necromancer. If I'd had wardens when I started playing before any DLCs, I would have started there. Are these out of the realm of the possibility? Thanks, and keep safe while entertaining us. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank you. This is a great email.
Yeah, this is good stuff. Yeah. Class change tokens.
Yes, I think it would be a great idea. Do I think it's going to happen? Probably not. Although we did get faction change tokens.
We did.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
And I know close friends of ours that have taken advantage of that.
Uh-huh.
And they're not that expensive. Remember when I said they were going to be like astronomically expensive?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I thought. I was like, ooh, those are going to be expensive. I think they're like 1,000 crowns or something like that. It's not that bad at all.
It's not that bad. I think it's like 1,500.
There you go. 1,500 crowns is not bad comparatively. So a class change token, I don't know what would be behind, like how they would do the conversion of skill points. Would you have to start from scratch?
That's my if, let's just say theoretically they put this into motion, all right, they would most definitely refund you all your points. That'd be a given.
But I see what you're saying, but like, would they, you know how like if you have progress in a skill line?
Oh yeah, see, that's a technical feat there. I wonder if that's even, you know, doable. That's a good point.
Huh. Yeah.
You know, chat's bringing it up, and honestly, it's true. With all the changes that happen with every major, you know, chapter and patch, all the PvPers always changing classes and sets and stuff, maybe some money in that, but I don't know how much, but it's most definitely a thing.
Yeah, so I don't think it could be something like, some of the world skill lines that you get, like Vampire or some of the other ones that are Vampire, Werewolf. If you pick those skill lines up and then level them all the way up and you're like, meh, I don't want to be a vampire anymore. And then you go and you get cured. And then later on you want to do it again. You keep all the progress that you had made. But I don't see how they could do that with classes. Like if I was a warden, not that anybody would ever want to raise or class change from warden. I don't know why that would ever happen. But if you were a warden and you were leveled, you leveled all your skills up, all your warden skills up, and then you wanted to change to a necro, you'd have to start from scratch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think it would be an inherent problem if you were able to take all those skill points, not necessarily skill points, but all the progress in those skills and move them over laterally to the new class, because then you have all those points in a new class that you don't have no idea how to play.
Right.
I think that could be a problem. So, I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. That's a good email. Ross, thank you so much. That was fantastic. All right. You ready for news?
Ready for news?
I'm ready to talk some mid-year mayhem.
I'm ready.
Hear ye, hear ye. Tamriel has some news.
It's the cutest town crier in the whole wide world, and you can't tell me any different.
I wouldn't, little dude.
Yeah, boy.
When he's 18, he's going to hear that. You realize that?
I know. And
he's
if we're
be
around,
like, that wasn't me, Dad.
If we're going to be
sound like 18,
I hope not.
Hope you be like, tick that off of there now. I don't like that. You embarrass me, Dad.
Man, he's going to be bigger than me. Legit, it's already,
already
coming up to my chest. Like he's going to be. Oh, he's not. I'm not that small. What's the matter with you? All right. So anyway, let's talk news.
Yes.
I don't like it when you flex those eyebrows either. Keep that in check. Gets
it. It's the only hair on my face I have left. God, I know, just give it to me.
Oh wait, no, I've got a beard. You've got some 5 o'clock shadow.
I got
growing
stubble.
Right,
you just can't see it because I got grays.
No, I see it.
Oh, perfect.
I see that.
Thanks.
I see that wonderful shimmer you got going on there. That's called a sheen of wisdom. That's what they call
grays.
I'm
proud of my wisdom.
You should be.
I don't even care. Here's a funny thing. So I've been in Ciro a lot, right?
Yeah.
And we're running around in Ciro. They're going to laugh if they're in chat and they hear this. So running around in Ciro, and last night we came up against a guild called the Knights of Knee. Right? Which I love. Because
that's so good.
Right? So you know what that is, right?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So I do, and I love them. I love them, but like some of our younger folks were just like, the Knights of Nye? I don't know. And I was just like, there's a few of us, the oldsters in there.
Oh,
were like,
yeah.
It's the Knights of Knee. Friends, I'm not that old, but it's the Knights of Knee, which.
That's so good. That's so good.
It's from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. It's. Look at all their comments in chat. Oh, I love our community. You guys are so much fun. You seriously are. So anyway, it's a shrubbery. It's just a flesh wound. If you have not seen the cheesiest medieval comedy on the planet, go watch Monty Python and the Holy Grail, because it's us, you guys. We are geeks. And we're nerds, and we love fantasy, and that's what it's all about. Truth. Just go watch it. It's freaking hilarious.
It's good stuff.
It's got John Cleese in it.
Oh, it does.
Yes.
I love that guy.
Yes. All right.
Get 60% off ESO during the Steam Summer Sale. What? You not ready?
I thought we were going to talk Midyear Mayhem.
Oh, did we skip it?
You did.
I did. I skipped. Okay.
You skipped your own notes. That's
I skipped my
work.
Own notes. What kind of host am I? So anyway, Midyear Mayhem's been going on. We've been having some fun. Last year, the Lore Seekers Guild imped 11 members.
16.
Last year was 11.
Last year was 16.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty positive.
Because we've said 11 literally this entire year until right now.
I don't know.
Now you're questioning yourself.
I am questioning myself. I was pretty darn convinced it was
16. I'm watching your resolve diminish.
Well, you put down my head. I'm pretty sure it was 16, but that pretty sure is, I guess that's like 80%.
Chat's saying 16. Well, apparently this entire year I've been living a lie. All right. 16 last year. What's the count right now? The first weekend. Where are we at?
As of right now, they're literally in there right now.
Our death just imped. One of our PvP leads just
okay,
literally
then that
while
makes
we're recording.
It. That makes the count 18.
Boom.
And we're not even at the end of the first campaign. So we have another 8 days to go or something like that.
We've got some calling 19 now.
There we go.
Look, at the 19. End of the day, it's a lot. So for those of you who don't know, what our PvP leads are doing, and I cannot commend them enough for how well they've been doing this. So what they're doing is they're taking groups of lore seekers through, just trying to get as many people emperor as possible. And it's like organized chaos.
And but it's fun.
They are crushing it. You got imp today, didn't you?
I got imp at 3 o'clock this morning, which is why I'm so damn tired.
My gosh.
Then right after myself was Napa Willie.
At
like 5 a.m. and he's on our time frame too.
That's good stuff.
I do want to say though, it even though we have the great leadership and they're doing so well and they're so good at it, and like to watch the lore seekers come from not a band of PvPers, and then what our folks have done, and there's several of them in there that are just doing an awesome job. Adele, our death, we have folks that are helping out like Lanth. There's a whole host of folks out there that are helping do this and run things. Millennial Jolly Roger was helping us a ton. But to watch the lore seekers come from, like, not really knowing how to do any of this, and we're doing these 0-101s and everything, to now we know exactly what to do on a keep. We know how to get into certain situations to avoid things. We know how to do, like, guerrilla warfare. It is so much fun to watch it happen and be a part of it. But the people are putting in the work, too. Like, our players are putting in the time. Like, I've seen one of our good friends, Zytheria, I've seen her in there every single day, almost all day. She's just crushing it. And she emptied, like, day ago, 2 days ago, something like that.
That's right. That was by far one of my favorite imps this year.
Yeah.
Mama Pip in there.
Yeah.
Crushing it.
Yeah.
That
so it's
is cool.
That has been what we're watching. And, you know, watching people be good sports about the whole thing, too. Because PvP, it can get gnarly. But watch Lore Seekers salute somebody instead of teabagging somebody and just being good sports about stuff and not getting involved in the drama, but just
keep. Yep.
It is a thing of beauty to be able to watch that. So I'm just very, very impressed and super stoked.
Agreed. So Mend Your Man's been going around. I have gotten no less than 10 DMs at least. Jibs, we got to get you in here. We got to get you imp.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to push this upcoming week with my... I decided Warden.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stay with Warden. I was, you know, I kind of went through a mental breakdown for a hot second regarding a sorcerer because I was doing my two-pet Sork for PvE. I'm kind of in denial with that right now because I'm really liking the Warden. It's really starting to click. So that's kind of just recently been put on hiatus. And I thought it, so I'm like, all right, maybe I'll do the Sork in PvP. So
Warden.
Sorry. I'm staying Warden. I don't know why. I just feel like I need to stay Warden all of a sudden.
Yeah, so last year I amped my Mag Warden. And this year I amped my Stam Warden. And I'm running... I got to share this because I'm so happy about this.
Do it.
I am running, Hack the Minotaur has a Bobo PvP build for Warden, Stam Warden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is so much fun. Like, I actually feel like I am visibly, noticeably helping.
I am helping!
As opposed to just being meat in front of somebody else for 4 seconds until I'm dead.
Yeah.
I'm viable in PvP.
Right.
And I'm on the class that I'm really, really enjoying right now in PvE, which is the Bobo Warden. I'm freaking loving it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, if you're interested in a good PvP build for Bobo Warden, then check out Hack the Minotaur's build. And when I'm switching over to the PvE side, I'm running Zynode's Yogi build.
There you go.
That's so much fun, you guys. I love that class. It's really, really fun. I love them all. So
both great builds. Great content creators, too.
Yep.
Oh, man. So, yeah, Mid-Year Mayhem's been going on. It's been crazy. But while this has been happening, news has been dropping. So, first thing we got up here for you on the dock today, get 60% off ESO during this Steam Summer Sale. It's going on right now. It's been going on, but, you know, we weren't here last week with this kind of show. And so it's going on right now. You can get the Elder Scrolls Online Standard Edition for up to 60% off in the Steam store. That includes brand new players looking for a whole world of stories, characters, and adventures to discover, including 4 unique classes to master and 23 amazing zones to explore. However, because this edition includes the Morrowind chapter, you'll also gain an additional zone, storyline, and Warden class as well. So this is going on through July 9th. So get out there, get on it. If you're thinking about it, you want to dunk back in, well, do it.
Do it.
Do it.
So yeah, there's that.
I can feel your anger.
Unlimited
crowns. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh man, can I have a Game Shark that gives me unlimited crowns, please? That's old school. Do you know what that is? Do you know what a Game Shark is?
A Game Shark. No.
No, this is old school gaming.
Is that like Pokemon?
Before there was Xbox. Oh, chat. Maybe chat does. You plug your back in the back end of your PlayStation. It's a Game Shark, and it give you cheat codes. You can do like Big Head Mode, Infinite Life Mode, for various games.
I thought that was like up down right left B A B A start something like that. The Konami code.
That's by far the best cheat code of all time. Game Genie. They also use Game Genie. Yeah, remember Game Genie? No.
Nope.
That's OG.
I'm not a cheater, bro. Cheaters.
All right. Well, I liked Big Head Mode.
I stare problems right
games.
In the face, and then I fail.
All right. So the Crown Store Showcase for July 2020. It's here, folks. So let's talk about it. We're gonna go through this here. And there's quite a bit of things, so we're just going to dunk right into this. So, first up on the docket, you've got the ESO Plus deals, exclusive free items. You've got the Gloam Queen Nocturnal Statuette.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. Quote, miniature statue of the Daedric Prince Nocturnal, the Night Mistress. That's an awesome looking statue.
We have the large version of this, which is going to be going up in our guild hall, I think. Because I had to pull it out of one of my other houses to put in our guild hall.
That's fantastic. I love the birds on her hands. That's really cool.
Those would be nightingales.
Nightingales. Yep. That's what I meant.
Boom.
They updated the Elder Scrolls site. Do you notice that? They gave a little shine.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, they did a good job, Dom, and everybody over there, everyone involved. This is fantastic.
It was a party.
Yeah, they're doing a real good job, okay? And next up, you got Adornments, Menhir Mayhem Crown. That is back. It's going to be here until July 8th. So if you're into Menhir Mayhem, pick up the crown, wear it with pride, have some fun. For crafting, you got the Pyre Watch crafting motif. Oh, I'm not even going to pretend to say this guy's name. But anyway, quote, a horror rest. I know my limits. If there's anything this show has taught me.
I know my limits.
It's my limits. A horror rests within this unhallowed grave. Know well our order's arms and armor that give us the strength to defend the living. Because the gray host shall not wake, death must be the end. Yeah.
That's scary.
So dark. It's so dark. Is this the DC universe? But anyway, yeah. So that is going to be out. It's a really cool looking motif. Very, it's got a whole, it reminds me of Elsewhere in a lot of ways, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's a little Redguard-y.
Definitely
Redguard-y. It's not so much Khajiit-y, but it's a little Redguard-y. But it's Unhallowed Grave, so.
Truth, yeah.
And we did our lore lesson on Unhallowed, right?
Yeah.
We talked about the reason they were in there and that the Pyre Watch, you know, goes through and makes sure things are cleared out of those canyons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what they're wearing.
Yeah.
The Pyre Watch.
Looks really good.
Yep.
It's a whole lot of leathers and armored accents, metal accents. It's pretty cool. So next up, you've got the Welkinar crafting motif. This is going to be available from July 20th to the 23rd. If you have ever been in Somerset, you probably know what we're talking about. But anyway, in fact, you know, I think we did a lore lesson. I don't know if it was Griffin's or somewhere in there. Maybe it was the trial. I don't remember exactly what it was, but
yeah, this comes out of Cloud Rest. Reliquins and Olarime, what that motif is basically. It's Welkinar gives you wings.
Yeah, if you want gear that has wings on the back of it, here you go.
Yeah,
like I said, July 20th through the 23rd. You know, quick note: things like this, I really, really firmly believe should be held behind achievements and not behind purchases. Because when you would see something like this, you would know that that person earned it. It wasn't bought. And I granted, I understand you can still pick this up in game, but I would like to get back to those hardcore achievements to get some really cool things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't mind some stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you can attain some stuff via the store. But I think the coolest looking stuff, and I guess that's relative because that's opinion. That's my opinion! You don't even know what I'm talking about, do you?
Memes. No.
Anyway. I think some stuff that is, you know, maybe the coolest looking stuff, or have some stuff in the store and then some of the harder things locked behind achievements. I totally agree with you that the really cool stuff would be awesome if it was locked behind achievements. There's stuff that I will not achieve in the game, like I'll tell you right now.
Right.
So,
yeah,
like God Slayer. Mm. Come on.
Hey, you never know.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But, you know, top tier players are going to be and they should be the ones sporting those kick-ass titles and motifs and stuff, because they've earned it. They're just better player than me.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would find a way to better showcase the achievements of your player base, as I guess. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, really put that, you know, that kind of like that old school MMO style or RPG style, you know, back in. Find a way to do that. I think that'd be awesome.
Right.
Next up, we got outfit styles. The Elder Scrolls Artifact Skull of Corruption. Quote, alter your style's outfit style with a replica of the Skull of Corruption Elder Scrolls Artifact, the signature weapon of the Daedric Prince, Vermina. This item cannot be dyed. It's available July 10th through 13th. It's a golden staff with a little ram's head.
Those are horns!
Yeah. Those are horns. Yeah. Yep. So there you go. There's that. Yeah. Next, you got the Damahas Arms Pack. This is going to be available from July 29th through the 26th. You can find this not only in the Crown Store, but the Mask Style page has a chance to drop from the last boss in Falkreath Hold Dungeon. The Shoulder Style page can be obtained after the player has completed Falkreath Hold by either purchasing it for 50 Undaunted Keys, or, and that's from the Urgalag Chief Bane, the Undaunted Benders, or as a chance from Urgalar.
Dear Stendar.
Urgalag's Mystery Coffer for one Undaunted Key. So there is that.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm just betting it's going to be covered in a lot of fur and fire.
Speaking of fur.
Fire and furry. Yeah. Speaking of fur costumes, you got the Star Maid Wolf's Head. That's back for Midyear Mayhem. Stop it. I know where you're going.
Yeah, this I'm going to go there again.
No, you're not. All the way. Yeah, you are. Go ahead. From July 2nd, July 8th. I'm not even going to try.
I'm not going to try to contain you. You're like a virus.
No. Here's the thing I've learned about Cash. You just let them finish.
So this particular one, the Star Maid Wolf's Head, we've talked about it before, and every single time I see it, I can't picture anything but the wolf on your back with his paws over your shoulders holding up your boobies. Because that's exactly what he's doing.
All joking aside, that does awkwardly rest upon the pectoral / breasts.
Don't get me wrong, it's awesome. But here's a wolf on your back holding up your boobies.
It's not awesome. Let's just be honest. You and I both know this looks ridiculous.
I wouldn't wear that on my characters, but I think it looks cool when you go into Midyear Mayhem to go do your quest.
Yeah.
And you talk to the lady and you do the thing and the blood and get your scroll.
I don't know. I just...
Yeah.
I don't... I can't see myself wearing that in Fashion Scrolls Online. Anyway.
It's like the wolf is like, I'm just going to rest right here on your back and we'll put my chin right on your head.
Chat's even commenting. It's one of these things that once you see it, you cannot unsee. unsee it. And I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be gross. It's just the facts, okay?
And I picture her like reaching up and grabbing the paws and like moving them aside going, hey, touch that.
What's the thing they always said? Hey, don't touch me there. That is my no-no square.
That's my no-no square.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, let's move on. Movie.
All right, thank you. Queen's Eye Spymaster. This is available from July 30th through August 4th. If you want to have a look of what Raz looks like, well, you can. This is going to be available on the Crown Store for limited time for all platforms, and ESO Plus members get a discount on the item. Now, the Sigic Vault crates, they're coming back during the Somerset Celebration, which is coming up. That's awesome, by the way. You can find more details about that soon. For events, we've got the... what's her name? What is her name? Impresario. Thank you, subtitles. Impresario is back. Event merchant. She is going to be here from... Oh, hang on. Single event tickets will be available in the Crown Store Showcase on all platforms during the Somerset celebrations. Boom. There's a little bit of that.
She is sassy.
She is.
Look at her. She got her pinky out with a little goblet.
She's rich. She's got a golden goblet. This lady's rich.
Definitely rich.
Definitely rich. Furniture. This one's gnarly. Vampiric Libations Furnishing Bundle.
Oh, it's coming. A bundle.
Shake your undying thirst within your own estate with a willing thrall at hand. You need never go, I swear I can do this, without a tasty meal. And for those times when you wish to tame your unceasing hunger, sip from an ancient basin that promises succor of a sort. Yeah. Hmm. Note, this bundle comes with a soul sworn thrall, which acts as a target dummy a vampire player can feed off to increase their stage of vampirism.
Shut up.
We need this in the guildhouse. I'll help buy it.
That is so awesome, dude.
And the Font of Loss, which is a fountain that lets a vampire player decrease their stage of vampirism.
Okay. So, remember how we were talking about quality of life stuff?
Yeah. There we go.
Somebody's thinking.
That is fantastic.
It.
Yeah, this is good stuff. This is available July 16th. This is good, man. That's good.
Wow. Yes. This is a great move.
That's good stuff.
I don't have anything else.
No, I was waiting. I'm like, is it gonna... Nope. All right. Woo.
No, it's. I think it's great for people who are vamps and like say right before you want to increase or decrease your vamp level. Right before you go into trials or whatever you're doing, you just travel to your house. It's right there.
That's fantastic.
And one's a target dummy, dude.
That's come money.
On, it's so cool.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I like it. Next up, you got the Enigmas of Elder Way music box. This is going to be available on all platforms during the Somerset celebration. When activated, the music box will play, quote, Enigmas of the Elder Way composition, end quote. That's beautiful looking. So it looks very Sijiki. Floating orb.
Yes.
It's really cool. Of course, the Sijiks would make their own music boxes be orbs that move.
I like it.
It's good stuff. Next, for the mounts, you got the Yorgrim River Ram. This is a legit armored ram.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's got the beard. He is awesome.
I'm trying to think of the punchlines from the old commercials from Ram. From like the...
Ram Tough. He's Ram Tough?
Ram Tough. Yeah, that's what it is. I thought it used to be something else. Like a rock, oh, like a rock. Is that Chevy?
Ford. I think that's Chevy. It's Chevy. Definitely not Ford. So Don't ever say that again.
Well, you and I both know that Chevy is the correct way to go.
I drive a Volkswagen, dude.
I drive a Chevy now that I think about it. So yeah, now I sound... Now I sound douchey.
I sold my Chevy Silverado.
Yeah, you did. So did I.
Not that I didn't it because I loved it.
I know. It was good stuff. Next up is this Sijik Cinch. That's a fun looking mount. Very Sijiky. Covered in actually, it's draped in really ornate coverings, yellow, trimmed in some kind of brown. It's really, really cool. Armored headpiece on the cinch. It's glowing. Like the mounts, the horse mount you could earn when Somerset dropped.
Yep.
With Summer Fall, I believe it's when they did that.
Yeah, they had a little cub that was with them. Mm-hmm. I think, I could be wrong, but I think the cub, don't you get some kind of a pet, a Sijik pet for the next login rewards?
Yeah, you get the Cinch Cub.
It's the one that matches that.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Boom. That's
pretty
what I
amazing.
Do.
Oh, by the way, for everybody listening, July... You can earn over 24,000 gold just by logging in. So there's that. Log in. Get your gold.
Log in.
For pets, you got the Great Danian Hound. Yeah.
He looks like Marmaduke.
Yeah, he does, pretty much. Next, you got the Antherbred Avalanche Dog. This is so freaking cute, I gotta read this. With this loyal dog at your side, you have a companion who can help you make it through even the most treacherous... Wow, what is wrong with me? I sound like I'm drunk. Of avalanches and pale paths and other mountainous areas. You're just letting me go deal with it by my own, too.
Yeah.
Even
I'm actually hoping you're drunk. It makes the show fun.
Even if it has to pull you out from under a pile of fallen snow. And detritus. Well, I don't know even what that is. It's Beethoven, man.
That's totally Beethoven.
It's legit Beethoven.
He's it's the St. Bernard.
Yeah, he is.
Like, with mead.
Yeah,
he's got the little cask of mead underneath his chin. It's freaking cool.
That should be our mascot. If we had a pet, that should be the Lore Secret mascot.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Gwar's our mascot.
It'll be ours, Chad. It'll be ours. Ooh, and they're polishing this entire showcase off with a cold glass of Baby Raz.
Jacajit Raz has returned.
He is here. He is here. Oh my gosh, this is good stuff. What is this? Yeah, so there's all kinds of good things coming with this Crown Store Showcase. Raz will be back during the Somerset Celebration. Good things are coming, my friends. Good things. Good showcase. I like that. That was good stuff.
That was a good showcase.
Faux show. So, I'm ready for some lore. I'm ready.
Put on your lore hats, friends, because it's time to learn some lore. Boop, boop. Friends, this week we are doing a lore lesson that was requested, and I saw it went, ooh, this has to do with Bosmer. Absolutely, we're going to do it. Lore lesson 107, friends. Tonight, we're covering the Sylvanar and the Green Lady. If you've done the quest lines in Grotwood and some of them in Canarthi's Roost, then you will know what we are talking about. We're going to cover them in detail tonight, with some really cool excerpts from some of the lore books that talk about the subject. The Sylvanar is more than just a politician. Sylvanar is very quite literally the voice of the Bosmer. The Sylvanar is chosen as the representative of the Bosmeri people and the closest thing Bosmer culture has to a great leader. Unlike most conventional leaders of the other nations or the other areas in Tamriel, the Sylvanar is considered to be the mind and the spirit of the common people, and he is greatly affected by their experiences. The Sylvanar represents the Bosmer people legally, physically, and emotionally. Here's our first fun fact. The Sylvanar is said to have such a strong connection to the Bosmeri people that he is spiritually and supernaturally linked to their feelings and concerns. The actions of the Sylvanar are said to reflect directly from the emotions of his people. The Sylvanar actually feels his people through their thoughts and their emotions. In turn, the Bosmer people can also feel the influences of the Sylvanar and base their daily decisions upon it. So it's a very strange connection that the Sylvanar has with his people. So here's an excerpt from a lore book called The Voice of the People on the Rise of a New Sylvanar. And I quote, "The Sylvanar represented the Wood Elves. He or she would feel the will of the people and act upon it. The connection went both ways, as his or her influence could also sway the Wood Elves." Unquote. Now, the Sylvanar has great authority and responsibility within the Valenwood, including negotiating in all manner of foreign affairs, such as building or trade contracts. As a matter of fact, only the Sylvanar can grant these contracts, and any outsiders who wish to build or conduct business within Valenwood must meet with the Sylvanar first. Here's another little fun fact. Now, the Sylvanar is typically referred to as a male,
But the connection between a Sylvanar and his people are so strong that the Sylvanar is often reported to have to take on different gender characteristics based on the Bosmeri population as a whole. Now, I could not pass up this excerpt. It's from a lore book entitled The Eldest, A Pilgrim's Tale. And it talks about the religious rites of the Bosmer. And it reads, in bright springtime, when the ground is drunk with rainwater and the sun smiles on Valenwood, the wood elves travel to the den of the Eldest, which is an ancient strangler. Freaking hate stranglers.
They're the devil.
They are.
Bobby.
I continue. There, they offer thanks to Yufrey for the blooming of yet another spring, and they read the history of their home in the branches of the Eldest. Then a great festival is thrown by the green-packed Bosmer in celebration of springtime and the Eldest. The elves celebrate long into the night, drinking and regaling each other with stories of past festivals and pilgrims. The tales run both sacred and profane. This is where it gets interesting. But there is also the tale of the impish wood elf who spiked the pilgrim's punch with a powder from the ground, or a powder ground from the dung of timber mammoths, which caused the entire gathering to be troubled by the most foul odors from their backsides. Long into the night, they groaned as the stink grew unbearable until they were all so inured to the smell that their groans turned into bursts of laughter that filled the wood. Back on track.
That's hilariously gross.
They also tell of the pilgrims, an old, childless couple who tended the Eldest as their own offspring. They became the first Sylvanar and the first Green Lady. So this is the tale that is told about the first Sylvanar and his Green Lady. They were the two that tended the Eldest. That freaking strangler. It probably yanked a lot of people off their mounts in its life. Anyway. Now we're going to transition a little bit and talk about probably the most important and most passionate part of any Sylvanar, the Green Lady. Now, although incredibly important to Bosmeri culture, no Sylvanar is anywhere near complete without the Green Lady by his side. The Green Lady represents the physical nature of the Bosmer and the raw power and passion of their primal origins. The Sylvanar and the Green Lady have a very mysterious connection between one another. It's similar to the connection between the Sylvanar and his people, but this connection is infinitely more powerful. The Sylvanar and the Green Lady are joined together in a wedding ceremony known as the Hand Fasting. This ceremony only takes place once per generation, or after the death of a sitting Sylvanar. This is where stuff got gnarly when I was reading. It was like, whoa. Fun fact. If the Sylvanar passes on, the Green Lady will physically revert to her bestial nature and unleash fury upon all involved in the Sylvanar's death. This fit of rage will continue until she meets her own demise and joins her beloved in death.
Whoa.
That strangely sounds like the Wild Hunt. Anybody?
Mm-hmm.
As if you didn't know, the Bosmer have an innate ability to turn into a very primal beast. Every single Bosmer, although some may never experience it within their entire lives, most may not experience it within their lifetime. Every Bosmer has the ability to shapeshift into a primal beast and essentially attack anything in its path until their death. And that is what the Wild Hunt is all about.
It's a whole lot of cannibalism going on up
That's
in here.
A lot of eating of other things.
A lot of Lecter, Hannibal Lecter going on.
Yeah. Okay, so here is another guide that I came across in my research, and I thought this one was pretty cool too, so I wanted to close the lore lesson with this. This one's called Diplomacy During the Hand Fasting, a short guide to Bosmeri spirituality and rituals. No one but the Bosmer know how these two leaders are chosen, but they are. And the hand fast is the ritual that binds the Green Lady and the Sylvanar together. The Sylvanar is the spiritual leader of the Bosmer and a truly civilizing force on the entire race. Some say he is the embodiment of the Green Pact, others that he's simply a powerful mystic. But when a Bosmer becomes the Sylvanar, he or she gains a great understanding of the land they inhabit as well as its people. The Green Lady, on the other hand, is a pure force of nature. She is the physicality of the Bosmer, a hunter, a warrior, and nearly unstoppable fist of her people. Freaking Green Lady's awesome. Like, Sylvanar is pretty cool, but the freaking Green Lady is awesome. And it continues, do not confuse her passion for savagery, however. The Green Lady inherits the tactical poise of all who have gone before her. The only thing that can turn her into a true beast is the death of her Sylvanar, an occurrence some of us had the misfortune to witness on Canarthy Island. It is a wonder anyone survived. So traditionally, this was another really cool, this is kind of a mini fun fact. This one I loved, particularly because of the class that I'm playing right now. Traditionally, the Sylvanar and the Green Lady are protected by the Sylvanar's own Jackspurs, which are a unit of Valenwood's most elite archers. Now, I knew what a Jackspur was, but I didn't know that their sole purpose was to protect the Sylvanar and the Green Lady. I thought that was really freaking awesome.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yes. They're Bobo Bosmers. Hi.
They really, really are. And yeah, it's one of those things where, like, you oftentimes forget just how gnarly and how much depth there is when it comes to the lore of the Wood Elves.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I don't know. We will always forget more than we can remember when it comes to, you know, lore lessons, et cetera. But, man, I'm really glad you did this. I love revisiting the Bosmer. They are so incredibly unique.
They are very unique. And you know what this kind of reminds me of? I know that you got super interested, and this was way back, but when we talked about the Moth Priests and the Elder Scrolls, like, yeah, okay, fine. Like, we understand what the Elder Scrolls are and, you know, where they came from and all kind of all that stuff that surrounds it. But
yeah,
there is a full-blown process.
Oh, yeah.
That involves the Moth Priests and the Elder Scrolls. And that, like you're talking about level of depth, you take any one of the races in Elder Scrolls and there is incredibly rich history, like processes. Like, look at this one. Like, this is just how they choose their leader.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So the depth of all of these races goes super deep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
no, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
And to everybody listening, you know, if you want to learn more about these, not only if you want to read this, you can over at our site, this lore lesson on loresakerspodcast.com, but you can also, and I would highly encourage you, go back and I believe it's our lore lesson compilation, volume one. It's like over 8 hours of it, just combined lore lessons. And I believe it's in that volume or in that, in that compilation, that all the races, we did all the races, you know, as soon as we launched the show. And go and just learn about the races. You will absolutely enjoy your time. Well, good job, man.
Thanks, bud.
That was good stuff. We need more Bosmer lore.
Oh, buddy. I'm all about it.
Can you make it happen?
I love it.
Can you make it happen, Kevin?
I love Bosmer.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we love you, buddy. You did a good job.
Thank you.
All right, friends. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you times a million. This was the Lore Seekers Podcast, and if you enjoyed your time here, we want to hear about it. Whatever platform you're using, whatever podcast app, doesn't matter how you're tuning in, please leave us a review. We want to hear from you. For every 5-star review that we get on iTunes, we'll show you some love with a shout-out right here on the show. And quick shout-out, by the way, to, again, our PvP leads. You guys are crushing it. And to our officer, Chivas, congratulations on your marriage, my friend. Now, you can always call us 765-382-6961. It's just a voicemail. I promise it's not my grandma. You can always leave your voicemails and questions. We'll field them right here on the show. You can always email us, loreseekerspodcast@gmail.com. And, of course, our physical address is P.O. Box 3665, Terre Haute, Indiana, 47803. I got to go check that mailbox again. You can find the show wherever podcasts are free. And for even more Lore Seeker content, visit our official website, loreseekerspodcast.com. If you're looking to join a community, you want to be a part, you want to meet Lore Seekers from all over the globe, be a part of something truly bigger than yourself, even us. Jeez, this thing's huge now. LoreSeekersPodcast.com/guild. Download Discord. Join our Discord server. Apply by typing /apply in the Apply to Guild channel. There's all kinds of platforms there that you can take, that you can enjoy. And we encourage you. Get involved. You'll enjoy it. Special thanks to Family Jewels and Sorco Soundscapes on YouTube for the intro and ambience. And of course, you can always find us on social media.
You can find Jibs on Twitter at JibsIRL. You can find myself on Twitter at LoreSeekerCash. Most importantly, follow the show. We are on Twitter at LoreSeekersCast, on Instagram at LoreSeekers, on YouTube at LoreSeekers, and on Twitch, twitch.tv/LoreSeekersPodcast.
Friends, we hope you have a great week in gaming. And stick around, because the storyline continues. I think this is entry number 4. So enjoy.
Wash your hands. Wear your mask.
Wear your Lore Seeker mask.
And take care of each other. Be kind.
Much love. Yes. Chapter 4.
Where am I? It's good to see you're starting to wake up. I was wondering if you'd make it or not. You're in the Dying Halls, and currently my prisoner. But no worry. You'll find I can be quite amicable. The general populace of Tamriel would paint vampires as the, quote, great evil or darkness of night. Rest assured, not all of us are bound to such visceral tendencies. In this world, we all have a role to play, you see. No matter what deity you bow your knee to.
Balin's eyes were blurry. His wrists burned with fire. He immediately noticed he was on his back. He tried to move his arms, but his wrists and ankles were wrapped with thick chains, which appeared to be fastened to posts. He was chained to a bed.
Where is Mignar? Now. I expect better from you, Balin, hunter from the west. That is the title your constituents know you by, is it not? You've lived your whole life as a hunter for quite some time. But I can tell you, I've been around far longer. Your eyes should be clearing up soon, by the way. I'm afraid one of the family hit you too hard in the head. But to answer your question, Mignar is gone. As to where he's gone, I am not sure. And quite frankly, it's not something I care too much about. What I do care about, though, is you.
Balin's eyes began to focus. He was in one of many beds in some kind of elongated chamber. His hay-covered bed was at the end, worn by the fireplace next to him. Aside from the light that danced off the walls and the candelabras at the room's entrance, most of the room was dark.
What do you mean Mignar is gone? What about me? Your friend, or at least that's what you called him, left you here during the fighting. I must thank you, by the way. The fighters that attempted to attack the castle were quite filling. But yes, Mignar left you here, and that was on purpose.
Observing the room, Balin found the direction where the voice was coming from. There it stood, half-leaning against the wall, its body a silhouette from the candelabra's light that glowed behind them. The fireplace flashed, revealing a flicker of a face. Unfortunately, it wasn't long enough for Balin to notice any details.
What do you mean, on purpose? Mignar never revealed to you how he acquired this job, did he? He told me it was something he overheard in Windhelm's Cold Moon Inn. I didn't ask for details. No, and I wouldn't expect that you would. You trusted him, Balin. And my sources tell me he was quite anxious at the thought of betraying his partner for a substantial amount of gold. Of course, we offered him an amount that no mortal could pass up. The attachments of the living.
Why?
Why what?
Me. Why me?
There's one thing you'll learn from me. I'm no Mephala. I do not have time to weave the web of lies. Transparency equals progress.
Answer the question.
For hundreds of years, Skyrim has been home to the Nordic people. The Nords are a proud race, you see, emphasizing kinship through family bond. I have seen kings rise and kings fall. Yet for everything I have seen, there's one common truth amongst life in Tamriel. Death is always standing at the door. Whether now, in the future, there is no difference. All of Nirn must face life's greatest enemy. So why should the greatest of Nirn be forced to meet their end, when they could be greater and truly live a life worthy of remembrance? Your friend, Mignar, was flawed. You saw this in his actions. The elf at the Red Door. We were watching. The greatest of men in Tamriel are more than muscle. They are cunning. They are smart. They understand bond between one another and truly understand that to see power, true, lasting power, there must be unity in cause.
And what is your cause?
Paying mercenaries for kidnapping? A means to an end. In time, you'll understand my method. If you're found worthy of living, of course.
Tell me, do you have a name?
Stepping from the shadows and into the light of the fire, the figure's pale face finally came into view. Gaunt in appearance. Its eyes were white. Its hair was white, long reaching its shoulders.
I am Vendel Grethal, and this is my tower, my home. I'm here to grant you an offer, and I will not offer this again. Simply put, a greater life, one worthy of the talents you possess.
Balin's eyes widened.
He dies. Who dies? Mignar. Of course he does. Then I accept.
Balin felt his head turn, exposing his neck. Without warning, Vendel lunged toward Balin, his white hair draping over Balin's chest. Sinking his teeth into Balin's neck, Vendel began to feed. Balin felt his energy leaving him, his body losing strength by the moment. His eyes grew blurry, and again, like before, all faded to darkness.